Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I don't know whether you heard the news or not, but 15 to 20 kindergartners were killed at a public library. They were stabbed to death in Morton, Illinois. Now, if you didn't hear that news, it was because it didn't happen. And it didn't happen because a 75-year-old veteran put himself between the students and the 20-year-old attacker with two knives who came and announced, "I'm going to kill people." This veteran was trained in hand-to-knife combat 50-some years ago. And that training kicked in when the attacker came to stab him. He was able to block one of the knives, still slashed his wrist, but he was able to turn the attacker onto a table and pin him down while the children scattered out from the room. This man's a hero. He prevented a terrible tragedy, and he should be praised for what he did. What he did was heroic. He didn't think of himself, he thought of the children. This is how it should be. We should put ourselves in harm's way of others. Parents do this for their own children. They give up so much, they sacrifice their time for their little ones. Again, that's how it should be. And then again, in the wider community, we should be doing this also. Volunteering of our time for the good of others. This evening, we'll have one of my favorite evenings of the year, the All-Volunteer Appreciation Dinner. I love this time of year because it gives a chance to say thank you to the many who help make St. Mary's what it is. Thank you for volunteering throughout the year. We should appreciate those who do good things for us. So this is St. Mary's opportunity to say that to those of the parish. And if you haven't signed up, please do come. There is plenty of food. There's plenty of food. Please come. But where do we get this example of self-sacrifice? Well, the prime example comes to us from Jesus Christ. He came into the world. He emptied himself, Scripture said, the kenosis in Greek. He emptied himself of his glory to take on our human nature so that he can then go to the cross to take on our sins. And this is the mystery of the Mass. This is the key mystery of our being. It's not just 1 hour a week, but it's the mystery of our life. But Jesus Christ would die for me. He put himself in harm's way so that I may live. Not a human life. I already had my human life. But that I might live a life of grace. And this is what the second reading is all about. The writer to the Hebrews is saying to them, Jesus has now passed beyond the veil into the Holy of Holies, the true Holy of Holies in heaven. And there he is forever interceding for us, offering us time of grace. And that time of grace is now. If we recognize it, if we are appreciative of what Jesus has done for us, that he died for sinners, he died for me, he died for you. And this is what the Mass is all about, an opportunity to come to say thank you, Lord. This is our appreciation dinner for what Christ has done for us. We come one day a week to say thank you to the Lord for the salvation. Thank you for your suffering on the cross. Thank you for our redemption. And we pray that for ourselves, but also for our children. So many of our young people have no idea what Christ did for us, or they don't care. It's hard to make somebody care. You can't make somebody care. All you can do is present them with the truth, and hopefully that truth will touch them. Just like you heard the news I begin my homily with, of that 75-year-old veteran. That act of heroism. Well, this is what Jesus has done for each and every one of us. Something great, something glorious, something for which we should be appreciative of, thankful of. We shouldn't be like James and John. Lord, I want the best seats in the house. We ask first. Okay. No. Jesus tells us how we are to be. We are to serve one another. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many, so are we called to do that for one another, for the wider community, for our families, of course, and for our parish. So this evening, as we continue with our appreciation mass, let us also appreciate what God has done for us. Let's appreciate what we are doing for each other in building up the body of Christ here in Westville, building up the parish here at St. Mary's.